Shalom Abraham, we continue with Shmiras Aloshin Shara Zechira, Perek Tezvav, Shin number 107. Thank you for joining. Chavetz Chaim continues to discuss Machloikis and the dangers of Machloikis, and he goes to the Av of Machloikis. Who is this father of Machloikis? None other than Korach. Korach, we all know, went to attack Moshe Rabbeinu. Could you even say those words? Could you think what that means? Korach is going to attack Moshe Rabbeinu? And say Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, they're in cahoots to make something up over here with nepotism. It's hard to even say those words. Korach went to attack Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Chavetz Chaim, V'chose oyso hanogosoy shel baal machloikis harishoin v'hu Korach. The baal machloikis harishoin, the first baal machloikis, was Korach. As the Medrash tells us, k'diyusu b'medrash parashas Korach v'yaduo einish leitzanus. We know by leitzanus, by scoffing, by mocking, which is what Korach did. Beginning of it is beginning of the punishment is yesurin v'soife kliya, and the end is utter destruction, total destruction. Even more so, when you find that Yitzhara encourages the person to strengthen machloikis, to continue the machloikis. And the person, the Baal Machloikis, is concerned he's the only one who will be fighting against other people. So what does he do? He encourages his clan, his group of people, to make a shvua, to swear, to make a shvua that they're going to continue this battle, this fight. And this is a shvua, which is called a shvua shav. Shekorov hadavar shubichlal shvua shav. This is close to be called a shvua shav. And we had learned in the Rambam by the Hilchos Tefilos here, that the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva Perek Aleph Halacha Bey says that of the isuri chamuris, of those isurim that are very severe, shvua shav, swearing falsely, is of the most severe of the averis. Now, why is this a shvua shav? Because this person made a shvua to be over a mitzvah. He made a shvua, he swore to transgress a mitzvah. Now, you can't do that. That's called a shvua shav. Why is this? How is he transgressing a mitzvah? Because the different poskim in Shulchan Aruch and the Nosi Kalim, those who comment on the Shulchan Aruch, they tell us that a person who is machzik b'machlekes, who he keeps fighting, he transgresses a lav. And this is none other than Rabbeinu Yoina that we learned in the Musa Seder, in Shari Tshuva, in Oysten Zayin. This is the Smag as well, in Loisa Say Kuf Zayin, in the introduction. Sheyesh Lav Gomor Al HaMachzik B'Machlekes. A person has to know that when he continues the Machlekes, he is transgressing a negative mitzvah. A Loisa Say. Unfortunately, there are people who don't talk to each other. They're machzik b'machlekes. This machzik b'machlekes is a lav gomer. Continues the Chavetz Chaim, and even according to those paiskim who hold that it's not a lav gomer, it's machlekes, how you learn. Afal pichein koroiv hadavar shebichlal lavar ala mitzvah. It's very close to still be over the mitzvah. Kevon sheyesh al zeh kama psukim b'toyra meramzim al oven machlekes. Says the Chavetz Chaim, because according to those other poskim, there are many psukim that are merames that hint to the fact that a person who is involved with machlekes, he is oiver isurim as well. Al kain nira sheyishal al shuasai. Therefore, the person has to go and try to annul this shua that he made.